Blackstone Publishing presents Carioca Fletch by Gregory MacDonald. This book is read by Dan John Miller. Dedicated with affection and admiration to Gloria and Alfredo Mushadu, their family and friends. 1. Naturally, the samba drums were beating. Rhythms beside rhythms, on top of rhythms, beneath rhythms. Especially just before Carnival did this modern city of 9 million people on the South Atlantic reverberate with the ever-quickening rhythms of the drums. From all sides, every minute, day and night, came the beating of the drums.
You cannot understand the future of the world without first understanding Brazil.
That was the way the trim 40-year-old Brazilian novelist Marília Diniz spoke, informative, instinctual, indicative. The umbrella over the café table on Avenida Atlântica shaded her eyes, leaving her mouth in the afternoon sunlight. She shrugged her thin shoulders.
Unfortunately, Brazil is beyond anyone's understanding.
Marília sat across from Fletch in a light dress with only straps over her pale shoulders. Marília Diniz was the rare carioca who never went to the beach. Laura Suarez, more appropriately dressed in shorts, sandals, a halter, more appropriately tanned golden brown, sat to Fletch's right. Laura would always go to the beach. Fletch was dressed in the uniform he had learned to be innocent, egalitarian, shorts and sneakers. In front of Marília and Laura were glasses of beer, chopi. Fletch had the drink he liked best in all the world, Guaraná.
Now that Fletch sees the Praia de Copacabana, he will never go anywhere else,
Laura said.
Maybe I will never even be able to get him to come back to Bahia.
I'll go back to Bahia anytime, Fletch said, if your father lets me.
He'll embrace you, you know that.
I don't know.
The first truth about Brazil, Marília said, is its absolute tolerance.
Does Brazil tolerate intolerance?
I suppose so.
Marília wrinkled her nose.
You see, you cannot understand.
Across the Avenida stretched the huge, dazzling Copacabana beach, from the Morro do Leme to his left, to the peninsula separating Copacabana from the beaches of Arpoador, Ipanema, and Leblon to his right. On the beach, among the brightly colored umbrellas and blankets, were thousands of golden brown bodies, all ages, sexes, their swimsuits so small on them only their skin really was visible. Exercise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?